From the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., this is Update One, the club's official podcast. It features newsworthy stories originating from the NPC facilities, as well as broader topics related to journalism, communications, press freedom, and transparency.
I'm Adam Cano on location at the Paris Air Show, the world's largest industry event here outside of Paris in Le Bourget, France. I am joined by Peter Bradfield, the host of the annual Aerospace Media Awards held on the eve of the show. Peter, thanks so much for joining me.
Good afternoon, Adam.
So where was this year's Aerospace Media Awards dinner held and how many people attended?
This year we were back at our usual venue in Paris, the Aero Club de France, and we had about 190 people seated for dinner. We were going for 200, but with a few missed guests, you know, we ended up 190.
Well, within the margin of error. How many award categories were there, and anything different from past years?
Yeah, 21 award categories, and we had a new category and a new sponsor that came on board this time. For the best aviation artificial intelligence submission, which was kindly sponsored by Anduril, and we had some really interesting entries for that category based on the nature of the subject.
You mentioned each category is sponsored by an industry company. What's the attraction for corporations and any, again, newcomers here?
On the sponsorship side, yes, Anduril, but the attraction for sponsors is the fact that they can publicly demonstrate their support of the aviation press and media. The sponsors also get to host the finalists for their award categories, and the evening provides, you know, arguably the best media networking event of the week. You've got all the key press from the show dailies and the leading titles to some of the more regional titles and other sector titles, all in the same place at the same time.
Among the recurring award categories, who were some of the big winners this year in terms of media outlets?
In terms of media outlets, I would say the biggest winner was Flight Global. They had six award winners. Aviation Week, I think they came in with three or four, I believe. So those guys was, you know, went away from the night reasonably happy. Dominic Perry, in particular, for Flight Global, I think it was only the second time Dominic had attended the awards, and he went away with two awards that night, so it was a great night for Dominic.
What does it mean for folks like Dominic Perry, other editors and reporters, to be recognized like this in front of their peers and in front of industry?
Well, I guess the first answer to that is you should ask them, but from my side of it, the feedback I get from the journalists is how much they love it, and they love the fact that someone is taking the time to recognize their work and their achievements. You know, particularly in the defense sector, there'd never been such a thing before, so defense journalists didn't get recognized. There had been a aviation award event prior to mine, but the journalists really, really appreciate the fact that, you know, how the event is run and how they get to be recognized, not just in the room in front of all their friends, colleagues, industry peers, but increasingly through things like LinkedIn and social media as well.
Full disclosure, I happen to serve as one of the members of the judging panel, but Dominic won a couple times. He's a, you know, something of an industry veteran, but there were some new winners as well, some new faces.
Yeah, that was really fantastic that some people who was probably not so well known to even the trade press. For example, we had Dizi Kandu from Turkey. She won the Best Aerospace and Defense Business Submission. She's the first person from Turkey to win a media award. We had Grace Hardy, who was not formally an aviation journalist. She came from a different sector and has literally been writing about aviation for about a year or so. She was a winner. We had Mark Piercing, who actually writes a more technical publication. He was a winner. And then we had a former Chinook pilot, Liz McConaughey, that entered, and she was a winner too. So they're all new faces, new names to us.
Some faces that are not new to us, very well known, lifetime achievement winners. There were three of them. although not three could be present. Talk about them.
Well, our first Lifetime Achievement Award winner was Andrew Dreger, who sadly passed away in April this year. Andrew was such a good guy, so well loved by his colleagues, friends, industry peers, me. You know, he was a real gentleman, always around the air shows and defence shows with a big smile on his face, and he was the kind of person who you're always glad to meet. And you know, sadly, as I say, he's no longer with us, but we really had to recognise Andrew's work. So Andrew was given a posthumous award, kindly collected by David Oliver. We then had Michel Polaco, who is a French journalist that has decades of industry experience, and he's frequently called as an industry expert by French national media. Unfortunately, Michel couldn't be with us, but I was lucky enough to meet with him on Tuesday and meet him in person and present his award. And what an amazing guy. Really, really interesting, good to know, such a history. I think he told me he came to his first Paris Air Show in 1975. It's incredible. And what was so nice about it is this is his last Paris Air Show, so I'm so glad that we recognise him. And finally, our ultimate Lifetime Achievement Award winner was Joe Anselmo. Anyone in aviation journalism knows who Joe Anselmo is. He is editor of Aviation Week, and I've known Joe for many, many years, and I'm so delighted that we had an opportunity to honour Joe. He wants to make it absolutely clear that he's not retiring, and this does not mean he's packing up, but it's such an honour to be able to recognise the work of Joe.
I've been coming to the Paris Air Show since 1999. I suspect you go back at least that far. What have you noticed just in terms of the difference at this show overall, but you know, in particular from a media landscape perspective?
That's a heck of a good question, Adam, and something I ought to talk about. I always remember that going back since the 90s, that you'd always walk in and you'd see show dailies, masses of them, maybe four or five different show dailies all being handed out to you as you came into the show. Certainly that's not the case this time. The show dailies, their profile is not so visible as they used to be, in my opinion. There are some very important show dailies here, but the number of publications and the piles of publications you used to see on the exhibitor tables and counters seems to be a lot less. So this either means that there's a lot more digital reporting going on, or certainly people aren't printing paper news anymore. It's a big, big change. So I'd say that's one of the most significant ones.
Looking ahead to next year, the Paris Air Show is a biennial event, but it alternates with a show called Farnborough, which is outside of London in the UK. So this event, your event, will be back on next year on the eve of Farnborough?
Exactly, 19th of July in London. Some rather well-informed football supporter has informed me that there might be a potential clash with the World Cup final. So I need to look at that, but I can guarantee you that we'll be there in London, 19th of July. The venue is pretty much fixed. It's number 8 Northumberland Avenue, the same as it was in 2024. So we're very much looking forward to that, with the potential added complication of the World Cup final.
We'll see how that turns out. And in the meantime, you have the Defense Media Awards in Washington, D.C. this October.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be there 12th of October in D.C. We have a change of venue this year at the Ronald Reagan International World Trade Center. So that's a new challenge for us, and we're very much looking forward to it.
Peter, thanks for your time.
Adam, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Peter Bradfield is the founder of the Aerospace Media Dinner and Awards. You can learn more at aerospacemediadinner.com. For Update One in Paris, I'm Adam Cano.
You have been listening to Update One, the official podcast of the National Press Club, the world's leading professional organization for journalists and a vigorous advocate of press freedom worldwide. you have any questions or comments about Update One, send an email to updateonepodcast@gmail.com.